Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. If you look out the right side of this large aircraft, you should be able to see in about a minute or two the graduates will be coming in, and it would be fun, I think, if you gave them a bit of applause when they start coming down the alleyway to your right. It should be maybe 1 or 2 minutes more, and then they will be here fronted by two pipers. Let's have a nice hand for Kirk Johnstone and Alec McGulkin. Bonjour. Encore, mesdames et messieurs. My name is David Harp. I'm the university marshal, or the chef du protocole. Sounds like a cooking class, but the engineers are good cooks, and it looks like about 70% of them are all here, and hopefully the other 30% have jobs and are making $100K a year or more right now. Maybe. We'll see. We hope that this ceremony will be finished by about noon, because there are a significant number of graduates, about 450 or so, will cross the stage. Former dean of the faculty, John Dealey, will be reading the names from the podium on the left-hand side of the stage. There's not a lot more to say other than that the platform party will be coming down the main entrance area in about 2 or 3 minutes. I had two small announcements. One of them is that the class action 2011 water kiosk is available for those who are thirsty up on the platform or the walkway outside of the library just to your left. In addition, if you're interested in costume design, the last 25 years of McGill's costumes for the various plays that have been put on are displayed in the basement of the arts building. So you might like to take all of that in. The color red is associated on the hoods of the graduates, signifying engineering. My own color of yellow is for science. I'm from the chemistry department. The hats that are worn vary, and in fact, maybe I would ask all of you for whom this is a first degree to take off your hats now, because you'll have hat hair will be bothersome to many of you, I'm sure. There is a mirror over on the left-hand side just before you walk up on the stage, and you can fix your hair, but the hat should remain off if this is your very first degree. Plus, it's a lot cooler, and this hat that I have is going to have to come off. It looks too much like a frisbee. I've been tempted over the years to cascade it down into the audience, but I'm afraid I might not get it back again. I had one student come up to me quietly during a ceremony and said, kind of came closer and closer, and it said, "Killer hat, man." And it is a pretty good hat, I have to admit. Maybe different from the mortar boards that you all have. The faculty will be coming in first, led by our piper, and this reminds me of the music, Brian Sand and his group. I'd like to have you give them a warm round of applause for all of their work today. I think you can hear the piper coming. We like to start everything on time. I think it gives a little cachet to the ceremony rather than looking down at your watch saying, "Oh, well, it's 12 minutes after, where are they?" They'll be coming along in the next 30 seconds or so. The end of the parade is populated by the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. The large throne in the center of the stage is the chancellor's throne, as it were, and he will be directing and coordinating the entire ceremony from there, coming back and forth to this podium to give his comments and the like. There will be an honorary doctorate, and there will be two teaching awards this morning. So as they enter, which will be in the next few seconds, I think it would be very gracious to give them applause throughout the tent here today, because, yes, I can see you'll like Jeff McCarthy. He is a superb piper, and he's a large man, and you will be interested in just how he manages to carry off all of that. He's got great wind, and here they come. So maybe if you would, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, rise for the platform party. And when they come in, maybe give them a bit of a hand. and quench your cell phones, if you would. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Engineering. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la faculté de génie.
Now it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move into the next phase of your young life. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 70 or even 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, probably several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation of art, literature, music, travel, or even bird watching. Since you will hopefully have a very long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, concerts, special exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have acquired from my home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life. And this is a passion that started after completing all my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Senators, esteemed colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Norman Augustine, Teaching Award winners, proud family and friends, and most importantly, graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to all on this beautiful downtown campus for this very special ceremony. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here today, at this milestone in your lives, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into this university. You entered this tent as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of more than 210,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, our vice chair, and shortly our distinguished honorary degree recipient. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our great appreciation to your family and your closest friends. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains, un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada entier, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende largement de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent des vôtres. Graduates, you are participating in a tradition today that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted right here on these very lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our own McGill history, as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received the Royal Charter, establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. For you and for all members of our McGill community, this anniversary is an opportunity to pause, to reflect on our beginnings, and to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill in almost a 200-year history. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when, in 1811, he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a university in the secular tradition of worldwide stature. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land on the side of a wintry mountain on an isolated island could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great as the city did, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and some Aboriginal languages, who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps he even dreamed it would be. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in every important field of endeavor. And in the words of the father of modern medical education, Sir William Osler, a McGill graduate and professor of medicine, the greatest possession of any university is its great names. And the history of McGill is a history of remarkable individuals and their names. James McGill was only the first McGillian to think of changing the world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, captains of industry, poets and prime ministers, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill and our abiding commitment to excellence, diversity, and community service, just as you yourselves do. These will be our future, your future, as they have shaped our past. As we celebrate you, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Engineering. McGill Engineering began its distinguished history in 1855 and has never ceased to excel. Under the energetic and ambitious leadership of Dean Christophe Pierre, as he advances into a second mandate, we celebrate the achievements that he and his superb team of colleagues are building in the faculty's 5 departments, 2 schools, and 3 faculty institutes. This year, McGill Engineering tied as one of Canada's top 2 engineering schools by the QS World University Rankings. The faculty has enjoyed continuous success in attracting top research awards and funding and increasing the number of outstanding new doctoral students who come here from around the world. 2 exciting new initiatives among many that deserve mention include the establishment of an interdisciplinary institute for sustainability in engineering and design, and the Benedict Integrated Laboratories in Environmental Engineering. Graduating class of 2011, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, 3 pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In a 1944 address to McGill graduates, 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away today a parchment. Keep it. As the years go by, your McGill degree will take on a deeper meaning, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affections for the things that we leave behind. In going out from McGill later today, your fellowship in all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today. Graduates, may you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. Carry McGill with you everywhere you go. And please stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Today is your special day. Savor every moment. Félicitations.
Merci, Madame Principale. I now invite Dean Christophe Pierre to introduce this year's winners of the Faculty of Engineering Teaching Awards.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Faculty of Engineering places great importance on the quality of the teaching that we provide to students. And each year we recognize teaching excellence through two awards that are given to distinguished faculty members. It is our students who recommend our nominees. The enthusiasm that they exhibit in doing so, as well as the insightfulness of their comments, says a great deal about the qualifications and expertise of the winning teachers. Dr. Dimitrios Lignos is this year's winner of the Engineering Class of 1944 Award for Outstanding Teaching. There's more to come. Clarity and consistency are two of the principal hallmarks that students ascribe to the teaching talents of Dr. Dimitrios Lignos. Coupled with his remarkable open-mindedness and unfailing willingness to go beyond the norm, this highly motivated teacher creates a relaxed learning environment that is both satisfying and productive. Students appreciate his adaptability and the way he prods them for feedback. The latter technique improves both the methods he uses to transmit knowledge and his students' ability to grasp difficult mathematical concepts. His lectures are structured, let there be no doubt about that, but Dr. Lignos is always attuned to what his students are thinking and saying, and he can turn on a dime to devote more energy to material that students are clearly finding difficult. Students never feel intimidated about asking him questions. Much is also said about the ability of Dr. Lignos to present data from different perspectives. This ensures that every student receives sufficient clarification to absorb the key points of the lecture. Students also praise him for his ability to engage them, to draw them into a classroom discussion, a strategy that inevitably benefits the entire group. He is well organized and enthusiastic, and though he's always challenging, he's ever helpful and entirely fair. So, Madam Vice Chancellor, I'm pleased to present Dr. Dimitrios Lignos of the Department of Civil Engineering and Applied Mechanics, so that you may present him with the Engineering Class of 44 Award for Outstanding Teaching. Dr. Evgeny Timofeev is this year's recipient of the Samuel and Ida Frumson Award for Outstanding Teaching. Knowledgeable, motivating, conscientious, and caring. These four words are used repeatedly by Dr. Timofeev's students to describe why he deserves this prestigious teaching award. Students say that his gift for teaching and his skillful use of modern classroom technology both create an exceptionally positive classroom atmosphere that makes learning easy and instills an almost passionate interest in the field of fluid dynamics. And believe me, that's an achievement. Dr. Timofeev's friendly and informative approach, his detailed understanding of the subject matter, and his unflagging willingness to answer students' questions, both in and outside the classroom, combined to make him a superb teacher. It isn't just that he's accommodating, one student says, but that he takes the time to ensure that we understand each and every concept before he moves on to the next. He's also praised for using real-life engineering examples and applications in his courses, a practice that makes his teaching extremely relevant. Dr. Timofeev genuinely cares about what will happen to his students after graduation, so he prepares his notes and other course material in a way that almost guarantees success later on. He gives his students every resource possible to help them succeed. Madam Vice Chancellor, I'm pleased to present Dr. Evgeny Timofeev of the Department of Mechanical Engineering so that you may present him with the Samuel and Ida Thompson Award for Outstanding Teaching. Bravo.
I now ask Dean Pierre to return to the podium and present Mr. Norman Augustine, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present Norman R. Augustine, engineer, educator, and bridge builder extraordinaire between the worlds of technology, entrepreneurship, and academy. Retired chairman and chief executive officer of Lockheed Martin Corporation, Norman Augustine has committed his life to promoting understanding of the crucial roles that innovation and fundamental research play in ensuring economic prosperity and long-term security. In so doing, he has played a preeminent role in defining what engineering should be in the global economy of the 21st century. A teacher, in every sense of the word, his concrete suggestions for reforming science, management, and engineering education have helped to redesign curricula across the Western world. The result has been remarkable progress in producing superbly trained engineers who are capable of performing in an innovative, creative, and entrepreneurial fashion to solve looming problems in cross-boundary issues such as energy, the environment, and healthcare. One of the most notable books of this Princeton graduate, titled Augustine's Laws, is also one of the key blueprints used by engineers and engineering project managers after graduation as they maneuver through the minefields of corporate and government culture. A trustee emeritus of Johns Hopkins University, Norman Augustine's corporate board appointments have included ConocoPhillips, Black & Decker, and Procter & Gamble. He's also a former chairman of the U.S. National Academy of Engineering and the Aerospace Industries Association. He has served as president of the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, the AIAA, and he has been a member of the United States President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. This visionary educator and entrepreneur has used these platforms to promote vigorously ethical conduct in business and to guide corporate, government, and academic leaders in determining how best to use science and technology to improve the lives of individual citizens. Norman Augustine's contributions as a leading-edge thinker are enormous, and his role in providing decisive leadership in industrial production, in aerospace engineering, and in a wide range of technology and public policy issues have been recognized with numerous honors. These include the U.S. National Medal of Technology, the Distinguished Service Medal, and the U.S. National Academy of Science Public Welfare Medal. Most recently, he was named Drexel University's 2011 Engineering Leader of the Year. Because of these many achievements, Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pride that I present to you Mr. Norman R. Augustine, so that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa. Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and pleasure to invite Dr. Norman Augustine to deliver the convocation address. Mesdames et messieurs, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter le Dr. Norman Augustine pour prononcer l'allocution à l'occasion de la collation des grades.
Well, thank you for those very kind words, although I'm afraid you were overly generous in your praise. I'm reminded of my very first day on the faculty of Princeton, where, after having spent my entire career up until that time, either in business or in government, I'd been invited to give the welcoming address to the incoming freshman engineers. And as the dean was making his own introductory remarks, I wasn't paying much attention, frankly. I was flipping through my notes. And suddenly, I heard him announce, "And now we will hear from Professor Augustine." And this is true. For just an instant, the thought went through my mind, gee, what a coincidence. They have some guy here by the same name as me. And I felt a bit that way this morning. Needless to say, I'm enormously honored and grateful to have received an honorary degree from McGill University. Your institution has an extraordinary reputation throughout the world for excellence that's been built over 190 years. It's been my privilege to have known a number of your graduates, all of whom have accomplished great things in their own fields, particularly in the field of education. For example, the president of my alma mater has been a graduate of your, and now our, institution. Your institution resides in what is also a very great country. And for the record, I would like to show that I have done one thing in your country that I'll bet very few of you have done. And that is that I took a train all the way from Halifax to Vancouver. Few have done that. With your new degree, each of you is exceedingly well-equipped to address the challenges and the opportunities that will await you. For indeed, you will be entering a world unlike any world that any of us have known before. To explain what I mean, let me turn the clock back a bit, say over 200 million years, where my geologist friends tell me that at that time there was one supercontinent on this planet, now known as Gondwanaland, that consisted of what is today, in part, what today is Antarctica, and Australia, South America, Africa, the Indian Peninsula, and so forth. But over millions of years, that supercontinent broke up and the fragments began to move apart and had less and less effect on each other until eventually they were almost independent of one another. But then an amazing thing happened. According to my economist friends, in just the last few decades, all these land masses came crashing back together again as if they were fastened tightly to one another. This was brought about by the advent of modern jet aircraft that made it possible to move things, including people, long distances at nearly the speed of sound, and the advent of modern telecommunications and computers that made it possible to move knowledge and ideas at literally the speed of light. Francis Cairncross, writing in The Economist, referred to this phenomenon as the death of distance, and indeed distance is dead today. Thomas Friedman, the author of the bestseller The World is Flat, has pointed out that globalization has accidentally made Beijing, Bangalore, and Bethesda next-door neighbors. And he could equally as well have referred to Mumbai, Melbourne, and Montreal. This brings me then to what is the accepted role of a graduation speaker, and that is to offer a few pieces of advice that might assist today's graduates as they move into this new kind of world. And as I prepared my remarks, I asked my wife, the love of my life for over 50 years, who is here today, I asked her what she thought I should say. And after a moment's thought, she counseled, "Well, whatever you do, don't try to sound intellectual or clever or charming. Just be yourself." Given that, I will begin simply by reminding you that as important as is your new degree and as important as your health, there's something that's far more important than either, and that is your reputation. I say that not only because graduation speakers are expected to say that, and they are, but I also say that because I have watched highly accomplished friends of mine destroy their lives because of a single slip in the reputational sphere. I would also offer the contrarian view that it's not useful to spend too much of one's time planning the rest of your life. The problem is that there are simply too many uncontrollable variables that won't help you pursue long-range planning. It is important to have a sense of where you would like to end up. For example, if you want to be a neurosurgeon, it's probably a good idea to go to medical school. But it's also important to prepare oneself broadly. And as a friend of mine used to advise us, when opportunity knocks, try to answer the door. When pursuing a career, it's important to focus on present responsibilities and not worry about getting ahead. The great irony seems to be that the best way to get ahead is not to worry about getting ahead. No one has said this better than Sir William Osler of Johns Hopkins. He was considered by many to be the father of modern Western medicine. And he counseled, and I quote, "I owe whatever success I have had to this power of settling down to the day's work and trying to do it well to the best of one's ability and let the future take care of itself." I would also encourage you to engage in worthy pursuits outside of your regular responsibilities. If you do, you will find much greater satisfaction in life. Some years ago, a business friend of mine stopped by my office on the day he retired. He had been a vice president of our firm, and when he said he was uncertain what he was going to do with his newfound time, I suggested he become a volunteer for the Red Cross. And about 3 years passed before I heard from him again. Then one day in my mail, a tattered, water-stained envelope addressed in pencils showed up. And it was from my friend. And his letter began, "I've just spent my entire day standing in water up to my knees, handing out rolls of toilet paper." The letter continued, "For some reason, I thought of you." But his letter concluded with the following sentence: "It was one of the finest days of my life." And such days can be among the finest days of your lives as well. Finally, I would simply offer the notion that life is not a spectator sport. Neither is it a dress rehearsal. And the greatest regrets in life are not the opportunities one pursued and failed, but are the opportunities that one failed to pursue. And I would encourage you, in the words of Robert Frost, to take the road less traveled and set high goals when doing so. A friend of mine once advised me or asked me if I knew why lions don't hunt chipmunks. But the answer is because if they catch them, they starve to death. Do set high goals. conclusion, let me wish each of you fair winds, smooth seas as you travel throughout life. To thank you for this great honor you've bestowed upon me, and to permit me to make two final observations. One is that I was so pleased to hear at the beginning of this session that now that I'm one of the members of this graduating class, I have another 70 years of life to look forward to. And secondly, that given the sequence of this morning's proceedings, I can't wait to get home to tell my grandchildren that I graduated first in the class. Thank you.
One of the jobs of the Chancellor, since I don't see the convocation address beforehand, is to pick up a few of the points and kind of emphasize them, reinforce them. Unfortunately, there were so many great points that Dr. Augustine made that I'd really have to repeat his entire speech. But there were a couple of things that did stay with me. One which I'll remember a long time, when he asked his wife about what he should talk about, and she said, you know, don't try and be charming or smart, just be yourself. I thought that was a wonderful thing, the kind of thing my wife would say to me. But the other point I picked up was, be sure that you can live with the decisions you make, that they're responsible decisions. And as Dr. Augustine pointed out, so many people make decisions which, if they thought twice about them, they wouldn't do them, and by not giving it a second thought, they've ruined their lives. And I think that's a very important lesson that we should all take with us. So we'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and so I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from the Faculty of Engineering to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and for a celebration of their achievements and accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove their mortarboard academic hat and then will be symbolically capped on top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who already has earned a degree will keep her or his hat on and instead will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Graduates and their parents will be relieved to know that capping and tapping rarely result in serious injuries. This year, McGill University is very proud to introduce the First Nations graduation scarves for our students graduating who have Métis, Inuit, or First Nation origins. If you see a student wearing a red scarf, it identifies a degree graduate. A white scarf signifies those earning diplomas and certificates. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Emeritus John Dealey to present the graduates. Professor Nonmeyer, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas for graduate students, followed by Dean Christophe Pierre, of the Faculty of Engineering, who will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the degree Doctor of Philosophy, Benjamin Aki Kumege. Muhammad Ashraf Arafin. Sachin Bika. Cecile Charbonneau. Diana Qingyi Cheng. Elvie Catherine Delgarde. Neda Etiati. Sami El Khatib. Mustafa Saleh A. El Sayed. Sayed Ali Ghaffari Oskoi. Mario Abrato Gomez. Graham Robertson Goodall. Lisa Marie Landrum. Mathieu Leduc. Sudarshan Martins. Vahid Mirjalali. Kavi Mohammed. Sayed Hashem Mustavi Anijan. Jan Edward Nesset. Camille Simon Probst. Riza Rabai. Vahid Raizi Dekordi. Jose Fernando Restero Hernandez. Abdurazak Selman. Saeed Sharifi Tarani. Christian Sipos. Pancho Stoyanov. Mohammed Tehirzade Sani. Jocelyn Veyer. Kuo-Ting Wu. Zuya Zari. Wei-Ying Zhang. Guangran Zhu. Mr. Chancellor, for the degree Master of Architecture, Hamza Albian. Simon Bastien. Justin Boulanger. Felix Poikwan Chung. Evgenia Chevchenko. Elisa Fanciulli Costa. Jessica Barbara Dan. Nicholas Demer Stoddart. Michael Bazijou. Adam Garofalo. Nathan Fong. Andrew Ruby. Shani Jalbert Bosse. Olga Karpova. Lilia Nikolaeva Kuleva. Philippe Larocque. Shelley Steinert Ludman. Deandra Marcelli. James Cameron Moore. Maud Orban. Gabrielle Poirier. Geneviève Poirier-Cormier. Courtney May Pozel. Catherine Danielle Marie Rivard. Anne Rogers. Dina Safonova. Jason Tsironis. Sophie Wilkin. Mr. Chancellor, for the degree Master of Engineering. For Farsatul Adnan. Karim Rabi Bibi. Melanie Briant. Xinghua K, Dean's Honor List. Loic Jean-Patrick Canon-Balaquez. Anthony Stephen Carbone. Mathieu Chagnon, Dean's Honor List. Stephen Chuhun Chan. Makram Nabil Defrige. Brian A. Fishbein. Patrice Gratton. Emma Whiffen Hamilton. Puria Hussaini. Jessica Weyan Ip. Espen Daninens Johnson. Peng Jia. Vivek Narayanan Kalankara. Ilyas Karuz. Ajay Kumar Kushik. Abdulhanan Khan. Jean-Philippe Lafleur. Michael Langtree. Christopher Lung. Nagul Madani. Venkatanarayan Malangin. Matthew Marosi. Robert Massarelli. Farsad Meshafai. Ali Murari. Ken Morales Higa. Stefan Ng Phuc Ping Ng Yao Chao. Sun Yung Park. Rebecca Ann Bayant. Robert Francis Pontarelli. Florian Amuri Pradensen. Aaron Patricia Quinlan. Nadia Sabri. Laurent Pierre Sheffer. Edwin Schultz. Tasneem Sahiba Sharif. Rajbir Kaur Sidhu. Gautam Virdi. Judith Wan. Patrick Wariwoda. Arezo Yusufais. Kayan Yu. Mohammed Rafe Zaidi. Madam Vice Chancellor for the degree Master of Science, Ahmed Mohammed Ahmed El Kadi. Madam Vice Chancellor for the degree Master of Urban Planning, Julie Bashan Marlowe. Kathleen Barbara Duncan. Madam Vice Chancellor for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Jamie Aberbach. Rami Ghassan Al-Akari. Ahmed Saeed Al-Farah Al-Ghamdi. Amjad Ali. Jacob Daniel Arsenault, Distinction. Christopher Oman Burke. Ahmed Aziz. Danielle Aziz. Stephanie Benabou. Matthew Nicholas Bonarek. Ainsley Ruth Brown. Hillary Francis Brown. Jonathan Michael Chapman. Sarah Chatter, Distinction. Rabbi Shabab Shojuri. Ferrer Jr. Clairvaux. Scott Edward Cooper. Patrick Richmond Dodd. Adam John Fontaine. Andrew Thomas Goulet. Conrad Hall. Reem Hamzi. Anim Haroon. Daniel Lee Hunton. Narine Kalusian. Omar Safwan Kayat. Isabel Christine Lacaille. Thomas Lavigne. Bo Lee. Irma Giovanna Lamusas Chu. Raki Hane Lee. Sarah Maris McKay. Rita Wairumu Maina. Manosij Majumdar. Nayara Manji Rahumtula. Annabel Louise Martinson. Jabun Nahar Mita. Jeffrey Morier. Sharanpreet Nandra. Marriage Mark Nassif. Darren Michael Nathan. Joey Joseph Oddman. Stephanie Orwan Couvrette. Daewon Park. Pierre Alexandre Pascon. James John Pasiga. Julia Bacon. Dan Peng, Dean's Honor List. Nathan Charles Eugene Percy. Joyonti Ray. Jin As Shin. Ziad Kayreddin Shukri. Shilpa Sitaram. Logan Frederick Smith, Dean's Honor List. Dubul Sumro. Joan Stilling, Dean's Honor List. Chandrasekhar Swami Nathan. Parnaz Tabrizian. David Kamin Ting, Dean's Honor List. Avinash Trivedi. Sebastian Bala. Vineeth Valsan. Sarah Ann Van Berkel. Jill Teresa Vandenbosch. McGill Ecole Polytechnique Memorial Prize. Jonathan Douglas Verad, British Association Medal, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Evan Bradley Winner. Fatma Ezra Yarar. Madam Vice Chancellor for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering. Nasser Marwan Al-Shawa. Mudir Ali. Mohammed Al-Shawa. Rabi Ateya. Nadim Michael Atiye. Alain Azar. Adam Victor Baginski. Nicholas Bastien Lepine. Geneviève Baudouin-Leboeuf. Marc-Pierre Beaupré. Forrest Robert Beckwith. Lee Colin Campbell. Stuart Kazgrain. Vincent Shakur. Elena Lee Chalmers Distinction. Carolyn Grace Chan, Charles Michael Morrison Gold Medal for Exceptional Engineering Promise, Governor General Silver Medal, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Kevin Kaiyang Cheng. Zachary Ross Chertuk. Anthony Joseph Jiha, Distinction. Anais Kuaznon, Raymond Cox Memorial Prize in Civil Engineering, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Daou, Dean's Honor List. Mustafa Darwash. Emily Jane Day. Alicia Derry, Distinction. Ashley Ocarina DeVos Saidi. Guillaume Ronald Dunlop-Riere. George El Chamas. Mace Ahmad El Hakam El Mostafa, Robert Forsyth Prize in Civil Engineering, Dean's Honor List. Tamim Azam Azeldin, Dean's Honor List. William Jacob Farrell. Oscar Samuel Gonçalves Baptista. Colleen Megan Goss. Mumin Habashi. Benjamin Henry Horton Hammond, Dean's Honor List. Zaid Haroun. Mark Hatem. Diego Juan Toharia Housefather, Dean's Honor List. Nahida Husanjada, Distinction. Yazid Kaloti. Emre Karamanchi. Andrew Komar, Distinction. Derek Lauren Kozak, Dean's Honor List. Andrienne Labrec. Kalan Bonnie Lam. Kyle Landry. Samuel McKay Lister. Michael Francis Maines. Rolando Dominique Moreau, British Association Medal, Class of 51 Structural Engineering Prize, Dean's Honor List. Nicolas Jean-François Morin, Distinction. Tiberiu Murariu. Lucas Mbugua Ndungu. Geneviève Paquin, Distinction. Alexandra Provencher. Nubaira Rahman. Gabriela Beatriz Rivas. Dana Wahisaba, Distinction. Lean Imad John Saliba. Timothy Michael Norman Cedar. Mathieu Olivier Sidotti, Dean's Honor List. Simon Pierre Tremblay, Distinction. Leonard Michael Verilli. Samantha Walker, Dean's Honor List. Patrick Yu. Madam Vice Chancellor, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering. Robert Abukalin, Dean's Honor List. Arnab Biswas. Daisy Shakuncha Devasagia. Eric Dion Maihuizen. David Joseph Al-Akhtar, Dean's Honor List. Mia Maria Sami Hochar, Distinction. Theodore Ivan. David Kuwin. Devin Lafreniere. Sean Francis Lawler. Arjita Madan, British Association Medal, Dr. Alfred S. Maloney Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Faru Mudgal. Benjamin Robert Nahil. Camille Nasrallah. Jorge Humberto Puente de la Vega. Michael Paul Spivak. Elisa Suiza. Alexandru Lucien Susma. Carlos Felipe Virota Chachon. Junye Yu, Distinction. Madam Vice Chancellor for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program. Zain Ashfaq, Distinction. Arsene Babayan, Distinction. Tejas Makaran Deshpande, Dean's Honor List. Yusuf Aid. Kamal Farah, Distinction. Danielle Goetzmann, British Association Medal, Dean's Honor List. Amir Nabil Helmi, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Crystal Hoffman, Distinction. Eden Kadrick, Dean's Honor List. Mohammed Salman Nazir, Distinction. Kishore Ramaswamy, Distinction. Vincent Roy, Distinction. Sumit Saha, Dean's Honor List. Muhammad Antashan Ulhakwe, Dean's Honor List. Udit Vira, Distinction. Shajayan Ahmed Warik, Distinction. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Karen George Antoon. Adel Ala Awara. Sermag Badawi. Audrey Lynn Bailey. Roger Barakat. Hamza Mohamin Bari. Robert Britton. Stephanie Jehab. Han Sheng Chin. Alexandru Costea. David Anthony Damicantonio. Nikhil De Silva. Michael Anthony DeLuca. Laurier Demare. Patrick Francis Diaz, Distinction. Andrew Doyle. Joel Elhelu. Guy Thomas Fox. Nathan Haim Michael Friedman. Leonard Gagne Gadbu. Borad Hasnat. Jingguan Hu. Anchi Jin. Basil Jahad Kadam. Adil Miraj Khan. Iftikhar Khan. Nabil Muid Khan. Frederick Robert George Khoury, Distinction. Eric Ganwo Kong. Dong Quack. Mathieu Leduc. Courtney Sinead Lessard. Sarah Mansour Ali. Diego Mascarella. Sami Massou. Aryan Mojtahidi. Andrew Isaac Mountain. Dan Octavian Radulescu. Vladimir Refugia. Caitlin Rebecca Ronan, Distinction. Azem Rushdie Mohammed. Christopher Servant. Lindsay Shangra. John Shukri. Yak Hang Tam. Murali Manohar Verma. Ahalya Vijaya Screeny Batsan. Feng Wang. Mengwai Wang. Irene Wazirian. Mandy Robin Weigensberg. Yuanjing Wen. Andrew Alexander White. George Zirius. Yes. Yu. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering, Co-op Program, Corey David Bell Laxer. Lana Monica Dagger. Omar El Ruby. Gabriel Louis Gagnon. Sa Gessa, Burke's Silver Medal, Dean's Honor List. Bradley Kaplan, Dean's Honor List. Deanna Lee. Dimitri Nasserov, British Association Medal, Dean's Honor List. Andrew Joseph O'Reilly. Nalini Marie Singh, Distinction. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Honors Program, Karen Bodhi, McGill École Polytechnique Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Claude. Dimitri Henian, Distinction. Jeffrey Munzar, British Association Medal, David E. and Ronnie Schuella Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Surge, Distinction. Jamal Abdul Monim Abdul Dayem. Mr. Chairman of the Board, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanic Engineering Regular Program, Thomas Andrew Aitlin. Apostolos Axes, Distinction. Gerald Ayling. Waleed Shams Ayan. Mathieu Andrew Barbaki. Daniela Barros Gutierrez. François Bisson, Ernest Brown Gold Medal for highest ability throughout the undergraduate program, Dean's Honor List. Laura Ann Borden. Lee Kadeski, Distinction. Alexander Capozzi, Distinction. Olivier Chanduon. Jeremy Chandra. Shungun Choi, Distinction. Peter Duraso. Claire Madeline De Rosa. Dalia Akram Dale. John Samuel Mason Dandy. Martin Danko, Distinction. Kevin Dennis. Gabriel Desarro. Anthony Michael DeVito, Distinction. Lawrence Anthony DiPilato. Charles Dubé. Adrien Dupont. Aditya Dutta. Ubay Elkerdi, Harry Pierce Prize. Yannick Fortin. Matthew Frader. Tobias Jürgen Fröhlich, British Association Medal, Dean's Honor List. Corey Gallagher, Dean's Honor List. Elias Gantus. Ali Kathleen Gilks. Thomas Green. Lee Guan. Jad Hachem. Salman Hafiz, Distinction. Tung Yu Ho. Sebastian Highlands, Professor Jules W. Stakovich Memorial Prize. Rami Ignatios. Alejandro Joao. Stephen Greg Joaquin. Ravi Kalsi. Taj Cyrus Julian Kamranpour. Hussein Kabale. Miran Pushushkin. Igor Kuntu. Galia Lalu. Daniel Kulovich. Mathieu Lebranche. Chong Kin Lam. Van Lam. Robert May. Prashant Masi Cherry. Mark Miche McLeod. James Nicholas Merluzzi. Alvina Nadim. Oma Naimi. Mark Nasri. Andrei Nicolet. Eric Kenny O'Connor. Christopher Anthony Palucci, Distinction. Alexander Parry, Dean's Honor List. Mitul Patel. Mukund Patel, Distinction. Shamit Pankajkumar, Patel. Mathieu Réal Papineau. Ramzi Rabani, Distinction. Rafe Raymond. Peter Mark Rifkin. Maxime Lillet. David Pierre Roy. Mr. Andre Segura. Andrew Paul Shapiro, Dean's Honor List. Richard Daniel Shapiro, Distinction. Philip Michael Smith. Alexander Soloway. Jeffrey Ryan Stamm. Zachary Eldon Swarth. Marty Taha, Harry Pierce Prize. Arya Tavakuli Manchadi. Jason Tofik. And Andrew Tawil, Distinction. Karine Terzibachi, Harry Pearson Prize, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Lanpui Tron. Michelle Fambu Tsumbu. Daniel Varucci. Jonathan Broy. Xiao Yang Wang. Marek Wojcik. Christopher Yi Wang, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Wonki, Dean's Honor List. Johnny Kenshu Yoshpu. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering, Co-op Program, Jeffrey DeFabrizio, British Association Medal, Dean's Honor List. Simrijit Singh Grewal. Naeem Islam. Wail Jaber, Dean's Honor List. Robert Bruce Keep. Raphael Willett. Jeffrey Templeton. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Marwan Joseph Abudib. Yekaterina Igorevna Artemchuk Distinction. Emily Claire Baxter. Jennifer Margaret Briere. Kyle Yen Burroughs. Kelly Ann Caulfield. Yanji Chen, Distinction. Marilina Chianchi. Brian Dukovich. Marie-Pierre Dufour, Distinction Carl Fisher Scholarship. Thomas David Evans, Distinction. Jonathan Guguin Manning. Tara Joan Hagen. Hannah Hausi, Distinction. Vanessa Deanna Heddle. Victoria Henderson. Jason Johnstone. Mon Lee. McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Mira Yui Mui, Distinction. Francis King Lung Ng. Eric Nguyen. Isabel Maria Podforowski. Carly Eileen Ruo. Eileen Shen. Rebecca Ann Taylor, Distinction. Keith Gordon Stafford Thomas. Evelyn Velg, Distinction. Andrea Monique Vickers, Distinction. Xu Wang. Erin Jacqueline Weavers. Dara Won. Linda Yifei Zhang, Dean's Honor List. Mr. Chairman, for the degree Bachelor of Software Engineering, Marianne Abu Jaoudi. Michael Youngbin An. Amir Mofre Amar. Sandy Bechet, Distinction. Ibrahim Azmi Danledge. Alexander Daskalov. Philip Davidson. Jonathan Fox. Patrick Lama. Jacob Gordon Levine. Daniel Menard, British Association Medal Dean's Honor List. Alexis Christopher Youssef.
Just a little more to come. But first I want to give a special thanks to Professor Dealey, who had the task of reading out all your names. Thank you, Professor Dealey. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. And while you remain standing, I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share this gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now, to conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Des plus brillants espoirs. Thank you. Work. Yeah.